This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Sam Zeff. This evening, the Missouri General Assembly will adjourn and then almost immediately reconvene in a special session to consider impeaching Governor Eric Greitens. In the history of America, only a handful of governors have ever been impeached. Turns out the first governor to face removal from office was the very first governor of Kansas, Charles Robinson. I got Kansas historian Virgil Dean in the studio to talk about Robinson and why the legislature wanted him out. Virgil, tell me about Charles Robinson.
Well, Charles Robinson was is probably one of the best known characters in Kansas territorial history. He was a physician back in Massachusetts, where he was born and raised, practiced a little while, but more went into politics and business more after that. Ultimately, to make a long story short, he led the first New England Immigrant Aid Company party to Lawrence, Kansas in August of 1854.
A leading abolitionist, correct?
Leading abolitionist, and he continued to be, of course, a major influence force in Kansas politics during the turbulent territorial bleeding Kansas days into and beyond the Civil War.
So he's territorial governor, then elected the first governor of Kansas when it becomes a state.
Right.
And then, it's not long after that, he gets in trouble. Tell me about that.
Once Robinson is inaugurated governor, and of course the war starts right away. And so Robinson is facing a daunting task, a new state needing to raise troops to defend itself and to send into the Union Army generally. And they don't have any money. What's new, right? and so the legislature approves a bond issue, a couple different bond issues. The problems come when the machinations around selling the bonds. They were later accused for selling them at a rate that was lower than what the legislature had authorized. Whether or not that was because they couldn't find a buyer for them at higher, or because they were selling to a third party and getting a cut of the difference, you know, is the question that came up before the legislature when it came to trial.
So there is some allegations that this is just a traditional Tammany Hall kind of kickback scheme.
There was no question but what there was some of that involved. Now, whether how much of it was just kind of normal run-of-the-mill business for the time, this was most of what they were doing was not anything unusual. There was a third party man by the name of Robert Stevens who seems to be involved in pretty much everything business-oriented. He was connected to the railroad, and he was ultimately to sell the bonds to the Interior Department in Washington, D.C. So you have all this back and forth.
And the way the impeachment process worked then is the way it would work at the federal level. The House impeaches, the Senate
right.
would go ahead and have a trial. That's slightly different than the way they do it in Missouri, where in the Senate they would appoint seven judges to hear that. But in the Kansas, the House impeaches, essentially indicts, and the Senate holds a trial. What are the results of that trial?
The results, in essence, are that Robinson is acquitted on all charges. He is impeached, but he's not convicted in the Senate on the resolution. They don't pass the impeachment resolution against him. So when you say he's the first governor impeached, as far as we know, that's true. It was a few years later that the first governor that was impeached and convicted and removed from office. That takes place in, I think, 1870 or 71. Down south. He continues in office, finishes out his term, but he's never able to really recover politically. Post-Civil War period is a period plagued by corruption. I mean, this is the impeachment thing and the bond scandal that they had is nothing compared to the shenanigans in the 1870s when things really heat up and Kansas is kind of looked to as a real symbol of what's wrong with the country in terms of political corruption and the railroad, money from the railroads and all of those kinds of things.
Do you think there's anything to the notion that Kansans especially, look at ourselves as free staters, as good government types, and so this sort of scandal we've pushed off to the side?
There's probably some truth to that. Yeah, the average Kansas history buff or amateur historian might not be as interested in looking in depth at some of those things, and the tendency might be to focus in on the more positive that you pull out of that Free State story, and Robinson's role in that, as opposed to Robinson's short tenure as governor, I guess, too.
Virgil Dean, Kansas historian, thanks for talking to me.
You're welcome, Sam.